And on the phone, it's always a pleasure to welcome back to Compass FM, Victoria Thompson from Bowel Cancer New Zealand. She's a bowel cancer support nurse. Morena, Victoria, how are you?
Morena, Stephanie, I'm very good. And I would imagine you would be looking forward to a little bit of that Memphis rain if it meant that things were drying out and sorting down there.
Oh, we definitely need some rain down here. It's particularly dry. And the good news for me is it means I don't mow my lawns, pretty much.
Well, you know, every cloud has a silver lining.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really not worth the risk, to be honest. So, hey, Victoria, I've been thinking since we last spoke, what are some of the subjects that we could cover? And one that kind of came to my head is my ex-husband has gone through cancer himself, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and now he has had no traces of cancer present, which is fantastic news. Now comes my question to you is, how do people recover post-cancer treatment? Like, he feels like he should be, you know, off and racing and away he goes, but the reality is completely different.
Yeah, look, that is awesome news. I'm so pleased to hear that he's got that come through and that, you know, he can kind of maybe put this chapter behind him. That is such good news, Stephanie.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. But it is one of those things that when people finish the treatment journey, they do kind of feel a couple of things. One, a little bit bereft. It's like their whole life was taken up with appointments and now they don't have them and they're kind of like, well, what do I do? And the other part of it is just, as you said, you know, you think you should be absolutely perfectly wonderfully fine now, but sometimes you're not. And that's because chemo takes a lot out of you. It's physically draining. It's physically really hard on your body, but it's also quite emotionally draining, you know, having to go there every week and knowing that you've got this kind of coming up and things like that. So there's a lot of things we can do, either to support someone or if, you know, you yourself have just finished treatment. Biggest one is probably give yourself permission to feel a bit blah sometimes. You need to rest when you need to rest. There'll be, you know, the chemo can take a long time to come out of your system, fully come out of your system. And so you might be okay and then you'll just have a couple of days where you just yuck and allow yourself to just rest if those are your days, you know. And don't be too hard on yourself if that's the case. You know, we all need jammy days from time to time.
Well, absolutely.
You know, and what's wrong with a jammy day every now and then?
Or a onesie. Or a onesie, all of those oddies that everyone keeps wearing, I know. Essentially just a blanket day, really.
A blanky day. Yeah, blanky thoughts, you know, set the chairs up, you know, get your chippies and dip and sit down. But, you know, there is also that kind of, there's almost a feeling of loss sometimes too. Like I say, you've gone from having blood tests, appointments, scans, blood tests, chemo, blood tests, is this happening, what's going on, doctors, appointments, and then all of a sudden it's like your diary is absolutely empty and there's nothing, and it's like, what do I do now? And sometimes it's trying to find little things that you can do. Sometimes people aren't quite up to going back to work full time. Is there a way you can go back part time or pick up part of your responsibilities?
Or maybe could you look at volunteering or something which means that you get the opportunity to slowly ease yourself back into like a working environment, or maybe it's just sitting collecting some money for the bowel cancer, you know, depending on your energy levels, or another organisation, just for an hour or so, every now and again. That could be another nice way of creating some time for yourself and space for yourself as well.
Absolutely. And it gives people that feeling that they're, you know, contributing again, you know, and getting back into it. And look, there's a lot of people that work right the way through their treatment. And, you know, for various reasons, they are working right the way through their treatment. And maybe now is the time when they've finished everything to actually take a bit of a holiday and restock and rethink and relook at, you know, what it is. What is life now? What's important to me and what do I need to look at? How can I change? Can I change some things around? You know, maybe just having that little bit of brain space.
Yeah.
To just sit down and go, fuel.
What does it look? What does it look like? What does it look like for me now and where I'm at? I think the key thing you said there is naturally he's had lots of doctor's appointments, as you're saying, and specialists, and then I guess for some people it might feel like that support's not there anymore because they've been surrounded by this is what we're doing next, this is how we're doing that next, and moving on through that. So what resources, especially with, you know, Bowel Cancer New Zealand or Cancer New Zealand, what resources can you provide for people who maybe have still got like a stoma bag and they're, you know, looking at getting that sorted down the track, or is there support groups, is there resources that we can find, Victoria?
Absolutely. There's always support out there, and you know, I know that cancer societies often will be running groups, face-to-face groups, which are amazing. They're not necessarily specific to one particular cancer, but they can be a great place where you can just kind of, I don't know, just talk and talk things out and meet other people. You know, we have an amazing support group. Most of ours is online. You can join our Facebook group if you've had bowel cancer, or you're looking after somebody with bowel cancer, or you're still going through the journey yourself. We have an amazing Facebook group that is members only, and they are a wealth of support and information. And there are resources on our website that cover everything from eating during treatment through to looking after your stoma, through to all the sorts of things that you need to know as you're going through treatment and then coming to the end of it. We've even got a resource called Living Beyond Bowel Cancer, which is a little bit around, you know, what next.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And those are all on our website.
Lovely. I'm just looking at it at the moment. I will share this on our Facebook page again, bowelcancernz.org.nz/resources is where you need to head to. There's lots of resources, as you're saying, to help prevent, support, educate and fundraise, most importantly, because many of the organisations like yourself, they need help. You need help with fundraising, don't you?
We do. We don't get any funding apart from the amazing community that we have around us. So, you know, every tiny little bit helps, and it means that we keep going and we keep being there for patients and families as they're going through.
That's the one. Hey, thank you so much for our catch-up today. Just very quickly, can you remind us again of symptoms that we need to look out for and around bowel cancer?
Sure thing. So things like if you're noticing any differences in the way that you normally go to the toilet, whether it's more frequently or less frequently, or you just feel like it's just not emptying and so you're having to keep going back. If you notice any kind of blood, whether that's fresh blood, whether it's wiping, whether it's in the bowl, any really bad stomach pains that you're getting particularly lower in your stomach, and if you notice any bumps and abnormalities that are kind of going on, go and see your GP. Have a chat with the person, the health professional that you see, you know, regularly, and alert them to the fact that you've got stuff going on that you want to know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't feel, I guess sometimes people might not feel heard, go and see someone else and have a chat and keep pushing that boat out as well, because you know what's right for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, trust your gut.
That's the
literally
one.
Literally trust your gut.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much today, Victoria Thompson. As always, a pleasure. From Bowel Cancer New Zealand, well, hopefully we'll catch up with you next month.
Awesome. Thanks, Stephanie. Compass FM.